It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
What the shot is there?
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Minnesota Wild won 6-4 over the Nashville Predators. Jason Zucker, your game winner, his 8th goal in his last 5 games, and the Wild trailed 3-0, but fought all the way back to win 6-4. 4-game win streak for the Wild, that is a season high, and they're at Washington tomorrow night. Dubnyk's scoreless streak got buzz-killed 49 seconds into the game, but still a team record. So, just shy of 196 straight minutes.
Solid.
Pretty badass.
Yep.
So there's your Wild news. Thanks, Amanda. But now it's time for the Fantasy Charge Challenge. Hi, Paul Charchian.
Goal was pretty amazing, by the way.
It was.
Yeah.
A little backhand action, right?
A little backhand action.
Is he in one ear?
Yeah.
For you guys, too?
Yeah, I'm in audition, so if you can flip me out of that, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah?
I would appreciate that.
That doesn't help with the ear
still
thing,
getting there,
does
there.
It?
Yeah. Well, I can only hear you in my left ear.
Yeah, I can definitely live
maybe,
it.
Maybe again, we switched these awesome buttons in here, and now our headphones in our studio sound amazing, which doesn't affect the radio listeners at all, and apparently our perfection in the studio has also buzz-killed our connection to Paul Charchian.
That's okay. We can hear you.
We can hear you as long as the listeners can. Who cares?
I can hear myself on a, you know, like a fraction of a second delay as well, which is weird.
How about, is that any better?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay, there you
that
go.
That helps my part of it.
Now you're out of utility just for future
utility,
reference.
Utility, not audition.
Not
thank
audition
you.
Anymore. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Who knows? All right, quickly, before we get to the Fantasy Charge Challenge and talk about how it's all falling apart for us because the Ghost kicked our ass again last week and we're all
technically
losing to him.
Yeah.
A pretty big day in the video game world for people like AJ Mansoor specifically, because some people, AJ, have never played Skyrim, and it's out today on the Nintendo Switch.
It is available right now for download. I was one of those losers that was awake at midnight for getting it the first moment it could be possibly available.
Mm-hmm.
And so played it while laying in bed last night, and by that I mean the Switch, and in Skyrim in particular. It looks just like the regular game. It plays like it. It moves smoothly. You still get the same, you know, the same quality of graphics seems to be about the same. Granted, it's a 6-year-old game, so maybe it's easier to have the quality of graphics be the same, but it's extremely faithful. It feels great. It runs right. So if you loved Skyrim 6 years ago on your Xbox 360 and your
PS3,
you're jonesing to play it again, this is your perfect opportunity to do that. Now you get to take Skyrim on the go.
So I'm not going to, even though Skyrim I think is either the greatest or second greatest game of all time, neck and neck with Grand Theft Auto 5. Flip a coin for me about which one's better. I'm not going to because I've already played it through, I think, twice. So I don't have the draw to play it through again, even though I think it's terrific. It's the thing that blows me away about this, we're talking about a 6-year-old game.
Yeah.
And it's not $19.99. It's not $29.99. It's the full $60.
It's $60.
It's so good. Skyrim is so epic. They're charging essentially full price as if it was a brand new game. It's a 6-year-old game. Isn't that insane?
The side of it is, it's a 6-year-old game that has an average hours of completion of about 100.
Right. It's a gigantic game.
It's gigantic. And if you want to make it 200, you can. It includes all the DLC that they've released since the game came out, so you get that too. And if you think that's bad, I've now purchased it 4 times.
What? 4 times.
I've now bought it on PC. I've bought the remastered version as well. I bought the remastered version on PC because you had to buy it separately on PC and you had to buy it separately on console. And that was so I could play it later with my daughter when she got of age to play it. And now I've bought it on Switch. And when it comes to VR, which it comes out on VR, by the way, PlayStation VR, I think yes, today as well.
That's going to be insane.
VR, and it's reviewing extremely well. The VR reviews are 9 out of 10.
Wow.
So that's really promising as well. So
okay. So quickly for people like AJ who loved Zelda but have not played Skyrim.
Zelda?
Find a way to describe to a guy like AJ how much even superior Skyrim is to Zelda.
Well, it's got a real narrative and a real story, and
that helps.
Other real people in it, unlike Zelda, which is a peculiarly
hard word to say. I agree.
Yeah, solitary experience with almost no interaction with virtually anybody in that whole game. So this is a real populated world, and it's got you know, real storylines that happen, and I love that part of it. And, you know, Zelda's much more of a platformer, and it's still got a lot of agility stuff in it, of which Skyrim really doesn't have any of that. It's just much more about character building.
Where does it rank for you all time? Then we'll move on.
Top five
all time. What's your number one? Is it like a BioShock or Mass Effect
BioShock
or something?
BioShock is probably number one by itself, and the Civilization franchise is my favorite all-time franchise.
All right, hard to argue that. All right, Fantasy Charge Challenge. Before we get to that, where is the Friday football feast today, Paul Charge?
Someplace called Oakdale, which I have reason to believe is not quite Wisconsin. You go to Wisconsin, then you take a U-turn, go to the next exit, you're there.
You nailed it.
That's right, my understanding. Radio Drive. Oakdale, Buffalo Wild Wings, Oakdale.
Oakdale, 9 to noon, B-dubs. All right. The Fantasy Charge Challenge is not going our way. As it sits right now,
on behalf of everybody else.
The Ghost had a monster week last week with Mark Ingram, so the Ghost now has a 1-point lead on me, 141 to 140. AJ is now in second out of the four of us with 115. Sauce had Devonta Freeman get a concussion on the second play of the game, so he put up a zero and is stuck at 109.
Broke a bunch of stuff in the studio.
He did. Only 7 points ahead of Chris Hockey at 102.
Cripes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And let's keep in mind, Ghost player has taken 2 zeros over the course of this year.
Not good.
With players that got knocked out immediately in the game.
Yeah, we're not good at this, okay?
No. Apparently not.
we're not good at this.
And interestingly, I've decided to give the Ghost player Antonio Brown from last night. I think that's only fair.
We probably wouldn't have picked him anyway. No. That's probably how it would have gone. All right, week...
We do have wide receivers this week.
Oh, right on. This week, the order goes AJ into me, into Sauce, into Hawk, and of course, the remaining fifth player, the undrafted player, is the Ghost, and he will outscore all of us. Who are the five options this week, Paul Charchian?
These are all wide receivers inside my top 10. So these are all good wide receivers. Hopefully, Chris will have heard of all of them.
I doubt it.
Devontae Parker plays for the Miami Dolphins. He'll be hosting Tampa Bay.
Nope.
Back from injury, Devontae Parker. By the way, Teddy Bridgewater's college wide receiver was Devontae Parker. Parker's averaging 6 receptions, 71 yards his past 2 games. The Buccaneers have allowed the 4th most points per game to opposing wide receivers this year and have given up at least 1 touchdown to the position 7 different times this year. So there's Devontae Parker against Tampa. Next, Sterling Shepard. He plays for the Giants, going up against Kansas City. He's coming off a season-high 13 targets last week and has a potentially great matchup against Pro Football Focus's lowest-rated cornerback, Philip Gaines, in Kansas City. Sorry, at home. I don't want to say in Kansas City. It is at home against Kansas City. Shepard will not see Marcus Peters at all. He runs 90% of his snaps not on Peters' side of the field, so that helps him as well. Next, Michael Thomas plays for the Saints. He goes up against Washington at home. Thomas runs less than 30% of his routes from the right-hand side, which means he'll mostly avoid shutdown corner Josh Norman. Thomas will have a huge advantage on the right side as he goes up against Bashaud Breeland, Pro Football Focus's 100th-ranked cornerback.
Rosie.
Next, Doug Baldwin plays for Seattle, hosts the Atlanta Falcons. I think every one of these are home teams, which is great. Atlanta's been tough on receivers, allowing a single 100-yard game to the position, but it's a good matchup for Baldwin. He'll line up against middling slot corner Brian Poole, and Russell Wilson's been on fire for the last 4 weeks, and Baldwin averaging 10 targets over the last month of games.
I've been to more than that.
Okay.
Last one, Jarvis Landry. Teammates to Devontae Parker, previously mentioned, going up against Tampa Bay. He's scored in 5 of the last 6 games, and he's seeing plenty of volume, averaging 10 targets per game, but that's only translated to 52 yards per game over the last month. So, Jarvis Landry is your final receiver, Miami, going up against Tampa Bay.
I'm not saying Chris wasn't just listening, but just for fun. I'm going to give the five. What are you guys looking at over there? Are you cheating?
Jeez.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm
Jesus, that was aggressive.
Cheating.
Well, don't let Creasel help you either. Devontae Parker, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas, Doug Baldwin, and Jarvis Landry. Just out of curiosity, Chris, who does Devontae Parker play for?
Dolphins?
Who does Sterling Shepard play for?
Packers?
Oh, I think you're thinking of Sterling Sharp. Michael Thomas?
Oh, boy.
Hold on. It's in there.
You'll get there.
He picks last.
The Saints?
Saints! Yes. Doug Baldwin?
The Seattle.
Got it. Jarvis Landry?
The Cowboys?
Okay. That's Tom Landry.
Tom Landry.
AJ, Devontae Parker, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas, Doug Baldwin, Jarvis Landry. Who do you got?
In my opinion, I think this is a two-man race for these five players, and I am going to go with the one that is named Michael Thomas.
Damn it! That's who I wanted! Now what do I do? That was exactly who I was going to take second.
Definitely race, though.
Wow. That was mine.
Sorry.
Now I'm in a panic mode.
I said it was a two-man race. Figure it out.
Man, I hate Eli Manning so much.
Are you a conscientious objector?
He's burned me in the past.
Hey, make a choice there.
I'm going to take Devontae Parker.
Come on, Chubbsy.
I'm going to take Devontae Parker.
I'll take Doug Baldwin.
That was my other one.
Baldwin.
Of course. Michael Sauce is my number one choice.
Yeah, me too. Hawk.
So I get to choose between Tom Landry and Sterling Sharp.
Okay. Yep.
All right, hold on.
My number one guy is still available.
What?
Get it right. Come on, Chris.
Don't let it be the ghost.
That's what it was last week, and Ingram killed us.
Right, watch what I'm doing. I'm throwing those two pieces of paper in the air, and I'm choosing one of the two pieces of paper with my ears closed.
Your
eyes,
ears.
I mean.
Yeah.
I am taking Sterling Sharp.
He's not available.
Sterling Shepard, and then Jarvis Landry is the ghost. Charge, how'd you have it?
Jarvis Landry, number one.
Okay.
God.
Baldwin, Why Michael not? Thomas, Sterling Shepard, and Devontae Parker.
Parker was last.
Why didn't you take Baldwin? Yeah, I thought for sure.
One. Why didn't you take Ingram last week?
What an idiot! You all had a chance at him.
Okay.
Turning on each other.
So the thing that I think is super interesting about Parker and Landry is they're on the same team. The chances that they both light it up, right? It's either Either I'm going to kill it with Parker and Landry get shut out, or if Landry has a big game, then I'm screwed in two ways because that means the ghost goes
John Madden
through the roof and I'm torched.
Isn't Jay Cutler their quarterback?
Yes, yeah. He sucks.
What the hell?
Jay Cutler's not throwing four touchdowns.
So, again, Charts, what was the exact order you have them in then?
Landry, Baldwin, Thomas, Shepard, Parker.
I'm with AJ, though. I was going to take Michael Thomas first.
With Drew Brees. Where can we find all these rankings, Charge?
Fanball, every week. All of my player rankings help you set your lineup every week and full explanations as to why I've got the guys in the order they're in. So if you think I'm totally smoking crack, you can go, at least you know why.
And,
you're not why I'm smoking crack, but why I've got the guys ranked where they are.
And next time, don't play Switch when I come over.
Right. And I definitely, by the way, I think you know what you're talking about when it comes to fantasy football, but I still think you separately smoke crack.
Yeah,
they're not mutually exclusive.
No, you can be good at both. Charge, thanks, man. Oakdale, Friday Football Feast, 9 to noon with Paul Charging and Paul Allen. What else do we have in the 7 o'clock hour?
I have a giveaway I'm going to get to in a second here, but we're going to go to Fan 5, talk about that big wild victory. We're going to get to Vikings news at 7:40, and giveaway day continues right after this. That's your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of YZ, and it continues with a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam, U.S. Bank Stadium, December 2nd. Caller number 10, 651-989-5326.
Mark Parrish and a Bigfoot, apparently, next, right here on The Fan. The Fan.